The Breakfast Club and Friday Form.
Ah, yes, the Friday Form, very important part of the week here on The Breakfast Club. And all our punters sit there with their highlighters and their pens out there and take down the numbers from Dino, because he is the absolute guru in hot form again. And we love his work on a Friday morning. He's back. Good morning to you, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
You're looking forward to a spring. This is, now that we're starting to get some good races, some good horses back. You see the trials through the week at headquarters, some of the big names. And your preview with Michael Felgate was magnificent the other day as well, with Gator and Duff. Is it starting to get a little bit of juice flowing through the system?
Oh, absolutely. Tomorrow's a fantastic day. Really look forward to it, seeing horses rolling out. The younger horses, their first run for the season, the established horses. But as a punting day, it can be very hard, because this isn't grand final day for many, but yep, there might be some in the races that it actually is, because this is as high as I'll get in the spring, or as far as I'll get in the spring, and they might be the little bit of value through the day.
All right, so something to keep an eye on through the day and the build-up to that, Whitey.
And good news, Dino. This is something I'm very excited about, and all our listeners will be very excited, that you're back on a Saturday afternoon guiding us through.
Oh!
Holding our hand for us.
Well, I'm very excited to be back, Adam. And, we'll be pre- and post-race before each race with a last-minute word and then a quick analysis after each race, and especially how track's playing, etc., because tomorrow it does look as though that might be an important factor with weather, etc.
Oh, that's great news. Dino, pre- and post on RSN 927. That is magnificent news. What a pep in your step that'll give you as we get into a big spring campaign. Rammer, I know you'll be excited about that.
I can't wait. Always listening on Saturday.
You do. You keep texting me about it too, would you just leave me alone? Nick Quinn is that guy from the tab who we love on the Friday Form, part of the team. He's back again. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
We're seeing pre-spring previews. We're getting Dino back on RSN on Saturdays. Surely things are looking up at the tab.
And you've got 7 Group 1 winners in the feature tomorrow as well. So it's going to be one of those races. We can watch it a couple of times with the black book out and hopefully go back over the coming months to see some of the winners that have come out of it.
Yes, looking forward to it. We'll get to that as part of our system here on the Friday Form. For first-time players, what we do is have a look at the Quaddy League for the next major metropolitan meeting. Of course, that is Caulfield tomorrow for Pembury Lawrence Day, and we're looking forward to a big day of racing. So let's have a look at the first leg of the Quaddy. Give you a chance to sharpen your pencils on a Friday morning if we get too serious on Saturday. First leg is race number 6, the Crozet Stakes. We love the Crozet. Always good fun. 3-year-old filly Group 3 events. And as Dino said, the young horses coming out for the first time often in this race. There's a few going with some race experience this campaign, Dino. One of those is the favourite, Parlophone, for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. D. Oliver in the saddle, $2.40 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, she's a good filly, Daniel, as she proved in the Lightning Stakes. As she proved first up when she won at Sandown, she actually bucked just after the start, probably lost 3 or 4 lengths and still got up and won. The horse she beat, Peggy Celine, won on Wednesday at Sandown. And then her win in the Lightning Stakes in Adelaide was outstanding, the way she just cut through the field and then, you know, quickened up. It was a really big win down the outside, and she's a good chance. I think there's a filly here that could be one of the stars of the spring in the 3-year-old filly's ranks, and that's Agreeable, kicking off her campaign. She's had the one run at Geelong. It was an effortless win, and recent jump out looked terrific. I think she's ready to go, and she'll be back off the speed, but if the brakes go her way at the right time, she's got a massive winning chance. No knock on Parlophone. She's one of the good chances. But I'll be including a few in this leg of the Quaddy. I'd also include 7 Fresh, who looked very good in her first campaign. Won at Geelong, ran well in a Blue Diamond preview, and then tapered off, but has trialled up well. 5 Bella Nipotina. She's won over $500,000 in prize money. Hasn't won a race. She's a good filly. She's fast. She's trialled really well. She'll give a great sight for a long way. And 6 Euphoric Summer, who looked in the shadow.
Oh, no. Well, we've lost the Dino. We've lost Dino
she
there.
Can certainly improve.
But oh, he's back. He's back. There he is. Sorry, Dino. He just dropped out for a second there.
I'm back.
You are.
There you go. The NBN working beautifully. I'm not sure where we got to, Daniel, but I think Bella Nipotina and Euphoric Summer are the two that I was talking about. And Euphoric Summer had no luck behind Parlophone. So I'll be putting 5 horses in the first leg of the Quaddy. I think principally Agreeable and Parlophone are the best chances, but I'd want a few running there.
Quinny, Agreeable is quite a good price, I could see, on the tab.com.au website. That's a good start for the punters if we can get that home early doors.
Absolutely. Currently a $10 chance, Agreeable in the first leg of the quaddie in from 11. And Agreeable's been the best back runner early doors for the 1,000 guineas. She's firm from $15 into 10. Hopefully she can salute at $10 tomorrow for us, Dino. But would you be taking a slice of the pre-post price for the 1,000 guineas? Do you think she could progress that way? And would you rate her as a leading chance for a race like that?
Oh, I think so. I don't know if I'd take that price. I like the $10 24 hours out rather than 6 weeks out, so 8 weeks out. But I think I'll go with the price tomorrow.
That makes sense. That
Why
makes
not
sense.
Have both?
Well, because you can wait. You got the $10 tomorrow, mate. I'm with Dino on that one. Take your money early. Take your money early rather than having to wait 15 years for it. That makes sense to me. Any other major movers there, Quinny?
The favourite has been pretty popular as well, Parlophone, 280 into 240. Fresh, a $6 second to leg, then Bella Nipotina at 9, but Agreeable's the firmer at odds, and the favourite has been pretty popular as well.
All right, so Adam Romanoskis has one job with us here on the Friday Form, that is to be the scribe. He takes down the numbers, hopefully. Rammer, what are the numbers for the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow, please, at Caulfield?
12, 3, 7, 5 and 6.
12, 3, 7, 5 and 6 for Dino in the first leg tomorrow. Let's have a look at the second leg, the Regal Roller Stakes. Now, Dino, can you explain to me this? Regal Roller used to dominate the 1,400 metres at Caulfield. And this race is a listed race, which is fantastic, but it's over the 1,200. What the hell's going on?
Well, Maccabi Diva never won a 1,600 metre race at Flemington either, Daniel. So we do these sort of things.
No, that's a fair point. It's a fair response. But I used to love Regal Roller.
Yeah,
exactly. The 1,400 at Caulfield. What a great horse. And there's a couple of good horses in this one too. Viridine is favourite, but Big With Your Mother had a jump out during the week. Looked pretty sharp. Reykjavik's there. We've got Bumper Blast, Asia Chivalry. And Viridine is the favourite at 310 at tab.com.au, Dino.
Yeah, and look, I've got him as the one to beat. He's won two of his last three. His one defeat was when the conditions really suited Jungle Edge. Now, we're on weather watch for this race because if it rains, of course, Jungle Edge's chances improve immensely. But I'm with Viridine. I'm giving good chances to Age of Chivalry, who only had the little cameo preparation in the autumn, but last spring he was very good. He looks to have trialled up well. He looks ready to go. Bumper Blast might be the sort of this year's version of Be Good to Your Mother. He's built a really good profile, lightly raced, might be on Rupert Clark Stakes path, I'd imagine. He can run well, but Jungle Edge is right there, especially if and he does need it to rain, and Be Good to Your Mother first up. So whilst it's a small field, there's a lot of challenges in this race because we've got a few first up and we've got those ones race fit, and then you get the weather complication as well.
Quinny, there seems to be a bit of a spruik about Be Good to Your Mother back this campaign. Is that reflective of the punter's investments?
A $6.50 chance here has been solid at that quote. The money has been for Viridine and Bumper Blast. Viridine, $3.20 into $3.10. Bumper Blast, $7 into $4.80. Age of Chivalry has been a little bit soft, $4.40 out to $5. Jungle Edge, $10 into $9.50. So a bit of specking there for those that are predicting a bit of rain around. And then She Shall Fly, a $12 chance. But Viridine has been the best back runner in the second leg of the quaddie.
I see, Dino, the number 7 at Miami Bound, the Oaks winner, is back tomorrow. What would you be expecting or hoping for her this campaign?
Well, you just want to see her do something in the first couple of runs, Daniel, because she didn't come up at all in the spring, in the autumn, I should say, with those two runs. But kicking off tomorrow, I think if she's just getting to the line warming up, 1,200's too short. But her next couple of runs, she'd want to do something.
All right, Ramat, please, what are the numbers? Race 7, the second leg of the quaddie tomorrow.
2, 6, 8, 1, and 3.
2, 6, 8, 1, 3 there in the Regal Roller Stakes. What a good horse he was, the Regal. Let's get to race number 8, the PB Lawrence Stakes, the feature event on the card, the 1,400 metres weight for age group 2 event. And we've got them coming from all over the place to be a part of this. From WA, they're jumping on board. We've got jockeys quarantining, Dino, to make sure they can partner these magnificent beasts in the race tomorrow. We've got a really good field going around. Mystic Journey upon resumption is the favourite, though, at tab.com.au at around about $4.
It is a fantastic race, Daniel, and you've absolutely hit the nail on the head with the variety of form lines from what, three or four different states. And look, I had a great difficulty with this race. I'm just going to throw six in the quaddie and hope for the best result, really. For a tip, I'm tipping Sabatiano. I think James Cummings has had Hartnell run well in this race in recent years, and it's a race he sort of targets, and 1,400 for her first up off a good draw. I think she could run very well. She's trialled well in Sydney, Sabatiano. And the fact that they, you know, with the border lockdowns, to commit to this race means that she's going to be running in Melbourne. So this is obviously a good kicking off point for her. I think Arcadia Queen is the most talented horse in the race, but we just don't know what we're going to see, not having raced for 10 months and never seen a soft track. But I respect her talent. I think the best roughie in the race is Sir Coney. I think he's got the race fitness on his side. He beat a Group 1 winner in Dreamforce over this track and distance on wet ground, Caulfield Cup Day a couple of years ago. This is more like a grand final to him than any other horse in the race, I think, anyway. So that's why I'm giving him a chance. But Mystic Journey, terrific mare, looks to have trialled up well. I think Kingswell Dreams trialled really well. And Streets of Avalon, he's a 1,400-metre specialist at Caulfield, a Futurity Stakes winner, but he usually peaks third up, so the Memsey in 2 weeks is probably the race that he's going to be absolutely at his best. But they're the six I'm including, but with no conviction at all.
Sounds good to me. Just on Mystic Journey, before we get to Quinny and find out what's happening in the market there in a compressed market, I think, from a good field, Billy Egan's in the saddle tomorrow. Anthony Darmanin is normally the jock. Billy's in the saddle tomorrow. Does that change what you might expect to see from Mystic Journey, the hands of Billy as opposed to Anthony?
Yeah, I think he's been riding her a bit of work this week and getting to know us. I think I heard Adam Trinder with Michael Felgate yesterday mention that. So that's, yeah, it is a differential, and it's for the first two rides, and whether Anthony Darmanin with the, you know, borders changing around in time, we'll be able to reassociate with Mystic Journey. But I don't think there's anyone, you know, for their profile has elevated more than Billy Egan in the last 12 months. And if you get a chance to see, he won a race yesterday on a horse called Criminal at Sale. It's as good a ride as you'll ever see, the way he cut through that field. And he's in great form.
No, Dad's one of my favourites, Big Billy. Love him. Love his work. Dino, good from you. Quinny, what about from you? What's happening in the market?
Well, Mystic Journey won this race as a $2.15 favourite last year. Has been $3.60 at the $4.20 back into four this time around. Arcadia Queen has been a market mover, $6 into $4.60. And Sabatiano, $9 into $7 earlier on in the week. Subsequently, $7 into $5 out to $6 since the barrier draw.
Right. Okay. So, Rama, I need some numbers from you, please.
Yes. 10, 9, 6, 8, 2 and 3.
10, 9, 6, 8, 2, 3 are your numbers for the third leg tomorrow at Caulfield. The feature event, the PB Lawrence, it is a cracking race. Great field. Looking forward to that being a part. Precursor of what's going to be a huge spring. And to round out the quaddie, we need the last leg. We've already got the first three. That's a given from the numbers Dino's given us. But we need the last leg, and that is over the 1,400 metres, a benchmark 84 affair. Plenty going around, Dino, full field, and we've got number four in those the Peter's colours, the famous Peter's colours, the pink with the white cross across the breast of the silks. Showmanship is going for five in a row, and he's $1.80 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, he's an exciting horse, Daniel. He's done all of his racing at Belmont. He just gets off that bend and then just swoops home and wins. It's a really interesting race, this, because I think he's a very smart horse. I think he's way overbet. And for mine, there's huge value here in a horse called Junipel, who resumes off a long spell, but he's been gelded. He's trialled up, I think, really nicely. He's been trialling without the blinkers on. He's got the blinkers on race day. He's going to get back, but he loves wet ground. And I just think at the odds, I think he's got a really good chance, Junipel. But no real knock on Showmanship other than the price. I think he's a little bit short. And the other one I'd include for the quaddie is Wilmot Pass, who probably should have won at Moonee Valley last start, victim of barrier one there at the Valley, and maybe looking for 1,400 metres. But so I think Junipel's a really good price to find out how he's going, and I suspect he's going very well.
Well, let's find out what that price is, because showmanship's $1.80, sort of stifling a lot of the betting, Quinny. What is Juniper out on top selection, please?
Currently 23 the win and $5 the place for Juniper. Trimmed up a little bit from $26 since the market opened on Wednesday. So it will be interesting to see if there's support over the next couple of minutes. I dare say there will be. The best back runner is Showmanship, 220 into $1.80. Wilmot Pass at 8.
Right. Okay. So $23 is our on-top selection in the last leg of the quaddy. That's exciting. I wonder if it's the Rammer Ruffy. We'll find out after the break, Rammer. But before we do that, what are the numbers, please, in the last leg?
2, 4, and 14.
2, 4, and 14. You know what's happened? I just got a text from my mate. He's just woken up again. He wakes up always at the wrong time. And he goes, I've just heard the last leg numbers. Can I please have the entire...
Needs to set his alarm earlier.
I know he does. I need to have the entire set of numbers, please, for the quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield. Can you help me out?
Okay, race 6, 12, 3, 7, 5, 6. Race 7, 2, 6, 8, 1, and 3. Race 8, 10, 9, 6, 8, 2, and 3. And then race 9, 2, 4, and 14.
All right, there are your numbers for the quaddy at this stage on a Friday morning for the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield. Of course, make sure you keep listening tomorrow morning for the panel, and race day panel, and you'll work out if there's any changes due to scratchings or whatever. But we'll see what happens there on RSN 927. We'll get to a break. Still got the formula bet. Still got the Rammer Ruffy, and Quinny's got some selections for us as well. That's what we do in the Friday form. And I reckon there might be a little music trivia quiz coming out of the break as well, as Craig likes to do when Dino's on board. So we'll see what we can do after this on The Breakfast Club. 25 past 7 on a Friday morning. Nice to have your company on the Friday form on The Breakfast Club. Dean Lester joins us every Friday to go through some numbers for the next day of racing. And Nick Quinn, also from the tab, a good part of the team. And we've gone through our quaddie numbers. They'll be online shortly, sooner rather than later, I would imagine. Still got the Rammer Ruffy, the Formula Bet, and Quinny's selections as well on the Friday form. But Madonna singing in the background, team. She's singing the theme song to the Bond movie, Die Another Day. Now, we're playing that, not because it's Madonna's birthday, but one of the villains in that episode of the Bond series, Die Another Day, was Jinx Johnson. Now, Jinx was played by Halle Berry. Now, Halle is having a birthday today. So we want to celebrate Halle's birthday by guessing how old she is on the Friday form. Nick Quinn, I'm going to you first up.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got to think back to when she was an absolute world megastar. I think she'd been in her early 30s. So I'll go 48.
48 for Quinny. Rammer?
52.
I know. Whitey?
Yeah, I was going to go 52, so I'll go 53.
And then, Dino, your analysis, I can see you pondering.
Yeah, I'm going 50.
50 for Halle Berry. Jinx Johnson, great name, as one of the heroines and villains in Die Another Day. Halle Berry today is 54. So, Whitey, you are the winner. 54 for Halle. Good luck to her.
Well done, Harold. Well done, Halle.
It's Red Nose Day, I just saw. Two. So if you can support Red Nose Day, do it. Used to be a massive thing, Red Nose Day. Didn't
remember the cars?
On the cars.
A lot of cars used to have the red on the grill.
Yeah.
The red nose on the grill.
That's right. Happy Red Nose Day, and get involved and support that if you can. A great cause, doing great things for SIDS. What about the formula bet, Dino? We've got people registering from all over the nation to be a part of this with you at rsn.net.au. What's the formula bet for tomorrow at Caulfield, please?
Yes, well, the contestant is for the all-up is Joel Price from the mecca of Victorian sport at the moment, Wangaratta, as they put in their bid for the grand final. and for Joel, we're having a $40 win bet, race 1, number 1, Sovereign Award, $40 the win, race 6, number 12, Agreeable, and $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 1, number 1, into race 6, number 12, for Joel Price of Wangaratta.
Well, we know that Agreeables was $10 or so. Quinny, what does that come to? What's Sovereign Award?
Sovereign Award's even money, so the double comes to $20.
Nice. Race 1, number 1 into race 6, number 12, $20 is the formula bet for Dino this week. And good luck to the mighty people of Wang. I'm sure they'll all support the formula bet tomorrow. Dino, Junipal, I just want to bring your attention to something. June Appel, you said not long ago, was your on-top selection for race 9 tomorrow at Caulfield, last leg of the quaddie. It was $23 when we spoke. At the tab currently, it's $17. Is it your Rama Ruffy?
Yeah, a bit of a spoiler alert there, Daniel. It is the Rama Ruffy, and let's hope that the last race is very kind to us and he can get over the top. I know it would spoil Nicholas's party because he's man crush man Willie Pike's on the favourite, but well, I'm hoping June Appel gets over the top of it late.
So, Quinny, what do you think, now that we've got history in this sort of situation where we're having Rama Ruffy long odds last legs, they come in to almost a third of the price at times. What do you think, Quinny, June Appel will start tomorrow?
What price do I think? Well, I think you'd probably be better off asking Dino that one, but currently 23 into 17. And if you do like showmanship, you'll probably now get black figures because hopefully the favourite can push out a little bit with the support for June Appel. And just like the little girl with the burritos, why not have both? We can back June Appel and showmanship in the lucky last on the program.
Oh, gee, Quiddy.
The little girl with the burrito. Wasn't it a taco? Wasn't she working on the taco?
It was a taco. Clearly a taco.
We haven't heard from Whitey for the last 25 minutes until we mentioned bloody tacos and burrito. It was a soft shell or a hard shell. She wanted both. So they put together a fantastic soft hard.
And you've got to go to soft. You've got to go to soft.
Well, the couscous conversation, again, Grandnan, who was listening to this the other day, Beck's grandma, she was couldn't believe that Whitey hadn't come across the couscous in his time, Dino.
I've come across it, but I just don't have it.
Do you like the finer or the pearl couscous?
I'm the finer couscous man.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Yeah. You leave the pearl out of it. What's that, Whitey?
Why is the finer couscous better?
Just has a more agreeable texture for me.
I agree. Yeah.
Just a texture.
So how would you eat it? Would you sprinkle it over like a salad situation, or you just eat it in a teaspoon type scenario? Just eat it on its own.
Oh, you can flavour it with whatever you like. You could even put bacon in it if you liked, Adam.
Oh yes. Oh, tomato sauce.
Everything's better with bacon. That's a hashtag that hasn't been used enough, though. Now we might need to get that trending.
That's right.
Everything's better with bacon. Dino, we'll let you go and get some rest and get ready for a big Saturday of PB Lawrence Day at Caulfield tomorrow. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you, mate.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Good stuff. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, who joins us on The Breakfast Club every Friday as part of the Friday Form. Quinny, I haven't seen the paper today or your selections in the paper today. What's your investment for us tomorrow?
I'm going to bookend the program. Sovereign Award in the first, showmanship in the last. I think we'll get about $4 tomorrow on that double. And in race number 3, I like the second outsider of the field, a good each-way bet with race 3, number 2, R. Campana, trained by an up-and-coming bloke named Peter Moody, and I think can get the job done there at a nice quote.
All right. So there are Quinny's investments. Look forward to chatting to you a little bit later on. Quinny, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, team.
Nice work, Nick Quinn. And Dean Lester with us on the Friday Form. Great stuff from the team. Love their work on a Friday. Make sure you get those numbers. So I think Joey's going to put them up online sooner rather than later, and RSN Breakfast. So follow us on there and you'll get the numbers. But great news, as Whitey said before, the biggest announcement, I suppose, today is not the fact that June Appel might win the last at massive, ridiculous odds. But Dino is going to be back guiding us through race day on RSN 927, pre and post race. Then that is good business for everyone. That's a good result, Whitey. Well done to the team to get him back for the spring.
Well, it's just when he was available. It's great to have Dino available to be able to do it again. So I think the key, too, it's a big day tomorrow, PB Lawrence Stakes Day, and then, of course, around about 6:05 tomorrow night, Ride High, the new rising superstar of harness racing, is in action at Shepparton. We're hoping to get the match race. Or the duel between the two stars, the two rising stars, but Ride High still will be in action tomorrow night. So 6:05 for all those fans of not only harness racing, but of racing. Whenever you see a superstar of racing go around, it's always interesting to see just how fast they'll go, how quick they'll go, how much they'll win by. And they'll be tomorrow night, I reckon, at Shepparton, 6:05.
$1.04 at the tab, Ride High.
Probably value. Probably good value.
We'll just watch that go around, I reckon, Remo.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll have all the reaction from the track as well, thanks to Trots Vision. So if you are listening on RSN tomorrow night, around about 6:05, you'll get the best of harness racing.
That's a good time, 6:05 for the feature.
It's well done by HRV. I know Steve Bell was instrumental in this, getting it at a time that is quite user-friendly for everybody that loves their sport, not just their racing, that, you know, it's not competing with as much as it would be later in the evening. I reckon it's a great job from HRV to do that.
Juniper Pell, I can tell you, some bookmakers has moved into anything as close as $11. Now, the tab is getting 17s. So the tab doing the right thing by the punters.
It won't be 17s for much longer. I'd get
on. It won't be 17s. Race 9, number 2. Dino's Ruffy for tomorrow. Started at 23 when he first mentioned it, into 17 at the tab. Some have got it into 11s out there in bookie land. Come on, give us a chance. 26 to 8. Back with more after this.